last couple of days we've been talking about this question that the Rishonim ask. Here on Daf Lamed Beis, the stira from the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Samavav, to our Gemara in Lamed Beis. Our Gemara seems to assume that if you're not choshish for Zilusa de Beidina, so then we would follow Chazaka b'mokom trei trei. And in this circumstance where we have an individual who was assumed to be a Kohen, and then we think maybe he's a Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza, then we find that there's a trei trei on that issue. So the Gemara says that Lemaisa, if we're not choshish for Zilusa de Beidina, so then we would be maskinamle, right? We would raise him up, we'd be machshir him as a Kohen, despite the fact that there's a trei trei. Why is that? So Pasha Pshat is there's a chazaka. What's the chazaka? We had a big discussion in Rashi. But there is some kind of a chazaka. The contrast is the Gemara in Kiddushin and Daf Samadvot. The Gemara in Kiddushin says there that there was a trei trei about the mother of Yanai HaMelech. That she, there was a suffix whether she was nishbeis or not. And the Gemara assumes that Yanai should be puzzled if there's only a trei trei. That he would be puzzled. The question is, why should we follow chazaka over there as well? The mother was becheskes kashrus before she was nishbeis. Now there's a suffix shvuya. If she's a shvuya, so then we assume bevada that she was nivala, because we imagine that the captor raped her. But it's a suffix whether she was a shvuya or not. So if it's a suffix, why shouldn't Yana be kosher? He should be a kohen kosher. After all, we should follow chazaka. He had a cheskes kashrus. So why shouldn't we follow chazaka over there if we follow chazaka over there? This is the kashrus that the Rishonim address. So Rashi and Kedushin gave his answer. We discussed the great length. Rashi says that the cheskas ha'em doesn't work for the son, since the mother is not coming b'faneinu. We're not judging about her, so her chazak is not going to help for the son. That's what Rashi wanted to say. Aye, but over here it sounds like the chazak of the father does help for the son. So we talked about that. Is it really the chazak of the father that we're coming, that we're using over here? Maybe it's a different. Maybe it's not a chazak of the meikar of the father. Maybe the chazak is not really a function of the father. Maybe there's some other chazaka, but you got to answer in some way to make a chiluk between kedushin as opposed to here, in order to explain why Rashi thinks that the chazaka is not going to work in kedushin. Yet over here, the chazaka is going to work. Now, this is Rashi shita. Hums Tosfos. Tosfos over here, alasai, and Tosfos says no. The answer is simple. There's no need to come on to Rashi and you have to figure out chilukim. No, the terutz is simple. What is a trei trei? You got to ask yourself. Trei trei is a suffix. But what is this suffix? Like, on what level is it a suffix? So comes Tosis and says, trei trei is a sveika de rabbanan. The whole idea that we treat it like a suffix and we don't follow chazaka, even though we're not Torah, the principle of chazaka is a din in chumash. Right? The gebatim, last week's parsha. A person thinks he has an egg in the house, the coin comes in, he tells him to take out all the kalim from the home. I think we spoke about this, right? The gemara chulin, a few. Right, the Kohen tells them to take out all the kalim because they're going to be klecheres there, and klecheres, you can't be matar in the mikvah, you'll have to break them. So before he's matame the home, before he looks at anything, he's matame the home, he wants them to take the kalim out. So he looks at the home, he sees that there's a nedah, he walks out of the house, he declares it as tame. So frek the gemara, how can he declare it as tame? He doesn't know that there's a sheer gris in the tzaras. The answer is he follows chazaka. That if it was a sheer gris just a moment ago and he stepped out of the home, the stump is still a sheer gris. That's the mokar, that chazaka de meikar is a valid hanhoga. So the problem is that's a din daraisa. It is a din that we follow chazaka. So why don't we follow chazaka? So this is the whole idea that the mokam trei trei, we don't follow chazaka. By a regular suffix in mitzias, when you have a suffix, what the mitzias is, of course you follow chazaka. If there's shnei shvilim and they're going on the different paths, we don't know which one's tumah, which one's, that's a suffix in the mitzias. We don't know where the tumah is. That's not a trei trei. There aren't eidim testifying. The suffix in the mitzvahs, where is the tumah? So one of them has to be tumah, but we can follow chazaka b'makom suffix. But this is a different type of suffix. It's not a suffix in mitzvahs, it's a suffix in eidim, so to speak, right? Trei trei, there's a clash in the eidim. So what do we do over here? So says Tosfos, we have to treat it like a suffix. We treat it like a suffix, we don't follow chazaka, but that's a chumr de rabbanan to treat it like a suffix. Minat Torah, we talk a follow chazaka. It's a chumr de rabbanan to treat it like a suffix. It says Tosis, if it's only a chumad rabbanan, heim amru, they can be mekel by chumad rabbanan. Chazal who say that you have to be machmir by a suffix of trei trei, not to follow chazaka. Chazal say that's only true by chumad araisa. Chumad like a chuma, a chumad araisa. Right? Like chumas dogon. Right? You have a chum of grain, or tirosh, yitzar, grain, or wine, oil. These are chumas daraisa. But there are truma drabanan too. Many rishonim hold that trumas peros. You have a truma of an orange, a truma of an apple. That's not daraisa. That's a drabanan. So Chazal says. So Tosa says, by truma drabanan, Chazal say you don't have to be machmir. You don't have to be machmir not to follow chazaka b'makom treitrei. By truma drabanan, you can be mekel, and you can follow chazaka. So says Tosas, that's the answer to the chiluk. That's the answer to the kasha and to the maris. By Yanai, we're talking about truma daraisa. So by truma daraisa. By Truma Daraisa, we have to be Machmir, Trey, Sveikah, Rabban, Chazal, Machmir, by Truma Daraisa, to treat like a Sofik and not a Fala Chazok. So that's why the Gemara said that we wouldn't follow Chazok, a Sofik, whether she's Nishbez or not, Trey. So we will assume that Yanai is a Cholol, Lagabi Truma Daraisa, and he's not allowed to eat Truma Daraisa. But the same Yanai would be able to eat Truma Darabana, right? Because the whole thing is only Chumad Rabbanah to begin with, Chazal, and not Machmir, by Truma Darabana. And our case, where it seems as though the kohen would not be treated like a kohen to follow chazaka, our case is talking about a truma d'rabban. That's what Tosfos says. It's a chiddush because it turns out that there's an ukimta. You have to be mamid the gemara kedushin to be talking about truma d'raisa, and our gemara is talking about truma d'rabban. And it's a chiddush because the gemaras don't say that. But that's what Tosfos wants to suggest. And that's what Tosfos wants to suggest to answer this question. The Ramban and the Rashba argue with Tosfos. They don't give Rashi's answer, but yet they can't give Tosa's answer either. Because the Ramban and the Rashba and Kedushin both say that Trey Utrey Sveka de Reis. Trey Utrey Sveka de Reis. The fact that we don't follow Chazaka by a suffix of Trey Utrey, that's a de Reis. That's a din de Reis. That's not a Chumad Rabban. That's a din de Reis. We only follow Chazaka, min HaTorah, by a suffix Mitzias, not a suffix of Trey Utrey. The rice, right? It's a deraisa that the suffix of treachery has to be treated differently. What do you think the mocker of the Ramban and the Rashba is? What's the mocker? I know Tosfos and the Ramban and the Rashba talk about the Gemara in Yevamos that discusses whether treachery is a sveikah d'rabbanan or not. There are different girsos in that Gemara. That's part of the machlokas. But that's not the mocker. That's just a Gemara that we have to explain according to each shita. What's the mocker? What do you think? I think it's Pasha. Kedushin. What's Kedushin? No, that's not the Malka. That's a Gemara that you're trying to explain. So it works out nicely. If you right, the Ramban works out nicely according to Kedush. Great. That's not the Malka. What's the Malka? Malka is like in Chumash. Trey Utrey Sveika D'Araisa. How do you know? What do you think? Trey Utrey. Normally by a Safik we follow Chazaka, but come the Ramban and the Rashban, they say no, by a Safik or Trey Utrey Sveika D'Araisa, the Torah tells us not to follow Chazaka. What's the Malka? Where does the Torah talk about the Safik of Trey Utrey? Where? No. I think there's no positive chumash about trade. Trey. So what's the makkah? What about the Ramban and Rashba saying? That's not a trade. That's just saying that Shnei Eidim, you know, carry the day. They can move out. Okay, let me back up a second. What's the makkah that we follow Chazaka in general? Megibatim. What's that case? A suffix in Mitzias. Is that a suffix of Tretre? No. So the only mocha that we have to follow Chazaka is a suffix in Mitzias. So l'chor, that's what the Ramban and the Rashba would say. Tosus would say, what's the difference? A suffix is a suffix. And they say, no, look at the case in Chumash. The case in Chumash is not a suffix of Tretre. So it's not a suffix of Tretre. What's your mocha to follow Chazaka b'chol? That's what the Ramban and the Rashba are assuming. The Trey Utrey Sveika D'Araisa means that the Din D'Araisa that tells us that we can follow Chazaka, that's Makom HaSafik in Mitzias. But a Safik of Trey Utrey is in Gans in a different Safik. It's a totally different Safik. So it's a totally different Safik. Who says you follow Chazaka there? Who says you follow Chazaka? So according to the Ramban and the Rashba, Yana is Poshet, as Zach is saying, right? The Gemara Kedusha is great. They wanted to be Machmer by Yana when there was a Safik Ishtabai, Safik Lo Ishtabai. Savik, whether she was Nishbes. So why? Well, there we're talking about the Raisas, right? Right? Or, excuse me. Why do they want to be Machmer Bayana? Forget about talking about the Raisas. Trey Utrey Sveika D'Araisa. Trey Utrey. But Mokom Trey Utrey, we don't follow Chazaka, period. So that's why. Bayana, they didn't want to follow Chazaka. The Gemara Kedusha is great. The problem is, how do we explain our Gemara? If Trey Utrey Sveika D'Araisa, so why in our Gemara, it seems as though we're saying that you can follow Chazaka to be Machshel the Kohen, the Makom Trey Utrey. Sveika D'Araisa, we should treat like a Sufik. Well, why should you follow Chazaka? Yana is great, but our Gemara is a Pel. Agama is a pella. Treya trey sveikah daraisa. How can we be mekel an agama? So the Rashba is a very simple answer. Rashba in Kedushin. What does he say? What does the Rashba say? Rashba, this is in the packet 26. Rashba says on page 1, V'yesh mi shetir to the chol treya trey havisveikah daraisa. I took out the Gemara and Yifamis, like all of the complications. I just want you to get the shita so we can pilpul. You gotta learn the Gemaras. You gotta learn the sugis. You have to learn Baba Basra and Yivamis and Ksubis, and there's a lot to learn. But we're here to get the Yisodas. And as it relates to our sugya, we learned our sugya well. We don't have to learn every other sugya. We have to learn every other sugya, but now we don't have to learn it as well. Okay. Enough apologetics. V'yesh mi shetirtzu, the kol trei trei havisveikah daraisa. Good. So what's the chiluk? Ella, turning to the next page, shamina mikol hani, the law mina nuki trei levadi trei v'uki achazaka, ella b'truma d'rabbanan, avu b'daraisa lo, v'hocha bayanai ba'avoda d'araisa, inami b'truma d'araisa, v'hosam b'truma d'rabbanan. What does the Rashba say? It basically gives the same answer as whom? Tosis. Right. Interesting, right? The Rashba says that the chiluk is whether it's daraisa drabana, right? Yana is talking about daraisa, avoda, that's daraisa, truma daraisa. Our Gemara is talking about truma drabana. And that's the chiluk, right? By truma daraisa, treya trey sveka daraisa tells me that you can't follow chazaka. By truma drabana comes the Rashba and says, even if you'll hold treya trey sveka daraisa, by truma drabanan you can be mekel. By truma drabanan you can follow chazaka. This is the same answer as Tosis, but very different than Tosis. What does Tosis say? Tosis says, because we hold treya trey sveka drabanan, that's why you can be mechalek between truma daraisa as opposed to truma drabanan. That Yana is talking about truma daraisa because treya trey sveka drabanan. So by Truma Daraisa, we have to treat it like a Sofek. Chazal HaMachmir. But by Truma Darabonan, because Trey Trey Sveika Darabonan, Chazal can be Mekel by Truma Darabonan. But if you were to hold Trey Trey Sveika Daraisa, according to Tosfos, could you be Mekel by Truma Darabonan? No, you'd have to be Machmir. Comes the Rashba and says, no, I hold Trey Trey Sveika Daraisa. Minatorah, we treat it like a Sofek. Nevertheless, by Truma Darabanan, you can be Mekel. By Truma Daraisa, you can't be Mekel, but by Truma Darabanan, even if you hold Treya Trey Sveika Daraisa, you can still be Mekel. That's a machlokas. Tosis said, absolutely not. Right? Tosis says, if Treya Trey Sveika Daraisa, then there's no way to be Mekel. Even by Truma Darabanan, comes to Rashba and says, no. Even if you hold Treya Trey Sveika Daraisa, by Truma Darabanan, you can't be Mekel. So it's the same chiluk. But we see a major machlokas between these two Rishonim, right? Can you be Mekel by Truma Drabonan if Treya Trey is a Sveika Daraisa? Which Rishon do you think is more intuitive? Who's more Mestaber? What do you think? What do you think and why? Tosis and why? Tosis and why? Who do you think is more Mestaber and why? The Tanakh.
I mean, Tosos, because if Sveika is Drabonan, it makes sense why we... Maybe because we
don't write,
we
apply the Chazaka, so it makes sense why we'd be able to decide where we would not apply the Chazaka. Okay. Yosef. Tosis,
there's
a saying, it's Darabanan, so we're Machner and Darabanan, we won't make one and Darabanan. He's saying, the Rashba is saying that it's Darabanan, but we have a way to be Makel Darabanan in a way that we don't seem to be
able. But why? Why not? I think the Rashba is one to start. Why? Well, because we have a principle to explain what the Rashba says. Which principle is that? Sveika Darabanan Lakula. I mean, what's the Rashba saying? That's saying anything so complicated. Tosfos is saying complicated. Tosfos is saying, Treya Trey Sveika Darabanan, Hey Momru Vehey Momru. Tosfos says that. The Chachamim are Mekel, since the whole Chumra of Sofik is only Darabanan, so they can be Mekel by a Truma Darabanan. What do I need such a complicated Shia fool? Let's say Poshit, right? The goal here is to say Poshit. The Rashba says Poshit. Rashba says, even if Treya Trey is a Sveika Daraisa, but by Durabanans we know, Sofik Durabanan Lakula. So that's a principle we always follow. So by Truma Durabanan, Chazal are going to say, even if Minatora the rule should be not to follow Chazaka, but the Chachamim are Mekel. The Chachamim can be Mekel. It's a Sofik, right? This is a Sofik. Treya Trey is a Sofik. So the Chachamim said, but Makom Sofik, we can be Mekel. But why not? Well, why can't we say Sveka Rabban and Lekula by this Sofik too? And be Mekel over here too? Kar the Rajba is Mistaba. Why does Tosfos feel no? Sveka Rabban and Lekula doesn't apply in this case. I mean, clearly the answer is Tosfos is assuming that a Sofik in Metzias and a Sofik of Treya are different. That Sveka Rabban and Lekula applies just by a Sofik in Metzias. Right, like we had last year, right? Dalakosos, remember? How many of the dalakosos do you have to do haseba for?
Two.
Two. You only have to do haseba for two. The Gemara in Kav Daf Kuf Ches says. And which ones do we do haseba for? Which two? Which two?
Gemara says two Mishnahs.
Okay, right. So you only do haseba for two, but the question is which two? So we are machmer, we do all four. Frekteran, but sfeik drabon lekula. Right, sofek. It's a sofek. Sveka Rabbanan Makula should tell me that you go Makula B'makum Sofik, right? That's not a Sofik of Trey, that's a regular Sofik, a Sofik Mitzi. Well, that's a Sofik in Din, actually, but it's not a Sofik of Trey. It's a Sofik we just don't know what to do. So it happens to be, we are Machma, but that's the Shaila, we shouldn't be Machma, we should be Mekel. Different answers to Rangers, right? Tosfos must hold the Sofik of Trey somehow different. Right, Sveka Rabban and Lekula cannot apply by a Sofik of Treya Treya. The question is why? And obviously the Rashba argues and says there is no difference. So why? What's the machlokas of the Rashba in Tosfos? Rabbi Shechter once wanted to suggest that maybe the machlokas Tosfos in the Rashba relates to why it is that Sveka Rabban and Taka goes Lekula. Why do we say Sveka Rabban and Lekula in the first place? There's a famous machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos in Shorash Aleph, the very first Shorash. The Rambam says that all mitzvahs derabbanan are included in a deraisa, certainly what it sounds like from the Rambam. This is on page 5 in the packet. Hine roi sheyimnu kol davishu medrabbanan ki kol masha amu chachamim. He's the Rambam in the Shoroshim of Sefer HaMitzvah is trying to explain what is counted in the Targum Mitzvah and what's not counted. When Shorash Aleph, the first Shorash of the Rambam is that Mitzvahs Rabbanan are not counted. Right? He only counts the Rice, he doesn't count the Rabbanans. But he says it's really Ro'oi that you should count the Rabbanans. He says, Hine Ro'oi She'im Lekoldova Shu'im Med Rabbanan. Ki Kol Ma Sha'omer Chachamim La'asos V'chol Ma She'hiziru Mimenu Fartziva Moshe Rabbeinu B'sina She'yitzaveinu Sheyitzaveinu lekaimo, v'omer al pi haTorah asher yaruchav yalam mishpat asher yom lechatase, etc. V'ziranu me'aver b'davar mikol ma shetiknu ogozu v'omer lo sosur min haDavar asher yagid lecha yom l'smo. Lo sosur, Zok the Rambam, really includes all the rabbanans, all things that the chachamim in the future are going to be mitzave. That's what the lashon means, right? They're going to be mitzave in the future. Whatever the chachamim is going to be mitzave. Whatever Chazal are going to add the mitzvahs and the takonas and the gzeros, Lo Sasa tells you not to move, not to stray from what the Chachamim tells you. It's all included within that lav d'arais. So therefore, the Rambam says, I'm not going to be mona the mitzvahs d'rabbanan separately. Lo Sasa includes everything, so you don't have to count them separately. That's what the Rambam says. In fact, the Ramban in his Asogas on Sefer Mitzvahs, Lo Sasa includes the rabbanans. He says, I understand it includes Drashas Chazal from the Yud Gimel Midos, that I can hear, Lo Sasser include that. But the Rabbanans, like Ner Chanukah, Megillah, these are included within Lo Sasser. In fact, Ramban, if that's the case, how can we say Sveka Rabbanan Lekula? You know, there's a principle, Sveka D'Raisa Lechumah, Sveka Rabbanan Lekula. How can you say Sveka Rabbanan Lekula? But every Rabbanan is a D'Raisa, so we should say Sveka Rabbanan Lechumra, because it's like a Daraisa, it's a Sveka Daraisa Lechumra. Peladik Akash, the Ramban is on the Ramban. Ramban says, Lo Sasa doesn't include the Rabbanans, it includes Jerusha's Chazal. With Chazal, Darshan Apostle, but if it's just a Rabbanan, a Takana, a Gzeira, that's a Rabbanan, that's not Lo Sasa. And that's why by Stam Rabbanans, we say Sveka Rabbanan Lekula, because it's not included within any Daraisa. But according to the Rambam, Lo Sasa includes Drabbanan, so then Sveka Drabbanan should be Lechumah, just like Sveka Daraisa. So the Shev Shmaitza quotes an answer. The Shev Shmaitza says that the Tashbetz, in his Sefer Zohar Rakia, the Tashbetz wants to suggest that The answer for the kasha is the Rambam l'shitasa. Why is it that Sveika d'Araisa l'chumah? Why is it that Sveika d'Araisa l'chumah? Who told you that? What's the mocker in Chumash? Dr. Tashbetz, if you look at the Rambam Hilchos Tumas Meis, of all places, the Rambam Hilchos Tumas Meis says that Sveika d'Araisa l'chumah is only a chumah d'Rabbanan. The fact that by d'Araisas we go l'chumah, that itself is a chumah d'Rabbanan. Min HaTorah, even by a Sveika d'Araisa, we wouldn't go l'chumah. The Torah would say you can go l'kula. There's no mocker to say that you have to go l'chumra, so we will go l'kula in the Torah. The Rambam says the fact that we go l'chumra by a sveika d'araisa, that's a chumra d'rabban. Sveika d'araisa l'chumra mid'rabban. I think you got the point, right? It's a chumra d'rabban to say that sveika d'araisa should be l'chumra. So zokta tashbeit, so there's no kash. Right, the Ramban's kash is if all the Rabbanans are subsumed under Lo Sasser, so how can you say Sveka the Rabbanan Lakula? Every Sveka the Rabbanan is really a Sveka the Raisa, and you should go Lachumra by a Sveka the Raisa. The answer is no, Sveka the Raisa Lachumra itself is only a Chumra the Rabbanan. So Chazal say by the Rabbanan, by the Raisa, which teaches us the Rabbanan's Lo Sasser, you don't have to go Lachumra. Right? Hey, Mamu, Vehem, Amru, right? They said by the Raisas we go Lachumra, by the Rabbanans we don't go Lachumra. We all go Lachumra. It's a beautiful answer, right? The Rambam L'shitasa says the whole cloud that Sveika d'Araisa has to be l'chumra, that's a din d'Rabbanan. So Chazal say that Sveika d'Araisa should be l'chumra, but Sveika d'Rabbanan should be l'kula. That's the Shmaitza's answer. This is a Sher Shmaitza, Shmaitza Aleph Perigim. He quotes from the Tashbetz. But the Sefer, yeah, question?
We're saying that the concept of going l'chumra by Sveika d'Rabbanan isn't d'Rabbanan, but the Rambam holds that, then it will be included in the Sasser, so I'm just back to the
Raisa, no? No, Losasser includes all the Rabbanans, but Chazal make a principle. Chazal decide when you have to go Lachumra b'makom Sofik.
I mean, if that's based on the Rabbanan, why would it not be included?
Because
in
Chazal say that Sofik Losasser Lakula. That's the whole point. Right? If they decide which daraisa that you should have to go l'chumra, so they said Lo Sasser is the one daraisa that you can go l'chula, so you don't have to go l'chumra. Come to Sefer Megillas Esther on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and he answers differently. He says, no, the answer for the Rambam. It's not like he argues and says the Rambam doesn't say what the Tashbeit says, he says, but he says you don't need to say the Rambam l'shitas. No. He says the reason why the Rambam holds that Sveika d'Rabbanan Lakula can apply despite the fact that Lo Sasser includes all Drabbanans, that's because what does Sveika d'Rabbanan Lakula mean? You see, we think Sveika d'Rabbanan Lakula means that the Chachamim tell us that we can be Machri ala Hakim. We can decide to be Mekil b'makom Sofik. Softa Megillas Esther, maybe that's not the Pshat. Maybe the Pshat is Chazal say b'makom Sofik, there is no mitzvah. Chazal were never misakim b'makom sofik. Me'ikara lo tiknu chazal b'makom sofik. It's not that there's a mitzvah, but now we have a sofik. The question is what to do. I have a sofik mitzvah, so Chazal said, you can be machriya lohakal over here. There's a sofik mitzvah over here, but we say by a sofik mitzvah d'rabbanan, you can be mekel. Maybe that's not the pshat. Maybe the pshat is, if there's a sofik mitzvah, it disappears. There is no such thing as a sofik mitzvah d'rabbanan. There's a sofik mitzvah the Raisa, but Chazal said, there is no mitzvah there upon it. There is no mitzvah Megillah for Makom Safik. There's no mitzvah there Chanukah at Makom Safik. So if there's no mitzvah Bechlal, then there's no Kasha. Even if Lo Sasser includes all the Rabbanans, but so what? The reason why Sveika the Rabbanan can be Lakula is because for Makom Safik, Chazal would never misak in Bechlal. They would never misak in a mitzvah, never misak in a Gzeira. So that's why you can go Lakula with Makom Safik. And these are the two options that the Achronim give to try to answer the Ramban's kasha on the Rambam. But Shechter wanted to suggest, what does Tosfos hold? Tosfos holds, what does Tosfos hold in this chakira we have over here? Sveika d'Rabbanan Lakula. Is the pshat that Chazal Machriya Lakula? That they paskin up to go l'kula? With Makom Safik? Or Meikara Motiknu Chazal. Sveika Daraisa Luchomer is definitely a hachro lekula. They're being machria to be machmer by Daraisas. So if Sveika Darabana lekula is that they never were misakim the mitzvah from the beginning of Makom Safek, so then there's no shaila. Right? You can go lekula, even if it's bechlal lososer, you can still go lekula because Makom Safek, Chazal never made a mitzvah, never made a gzera, so there's no reason why you can't be makom Makom Safek. Which way do you think Tosis goes? The Meshechta wanted to suggest that Tosis takes the first approach. And Tosis assumes that Sveika Darabana lekula is a hachra lekula. So Tosva says the following. Tosva says that the suffix of trey or trey, define that suffix. What's special about that suffix? Tosva says the suffix of trey or trey is a suffix shalonitan lahachra. It's a suffix that you can't be machriya. You can't be machriya that suffix. Why can't you be? What? Every other suffix you can be machriya, but you can't be machriya tzera tzera? Yes, there's something unique about this suffix of tzera tzera. Every suffix in Metzias, you could be machriya. You could say, I want to go lekula. I want to assume like one way in the Metzias. But by tzera tzera, how can you be machriya? Against the hachra that you're going to give, what do you have? Two eidim. That's the problem. You have two eidim against you. So the suffix of trey or trey is different because there always are two eidim against the tzad that you want to be machriya kamoso. Maybe you could say the suffix of trey or trey is a suffix that has to remain a stalemate. You can't be machriya. It's lo nitan le hachro. It's not given over to be machriya such a suffix. It has to remain a suffix. It has to remain a suffix because there always are eidim against it. That's the problem with the suffix of trey or trey. So says Tosfos, if the trey trey would be Sveika Daraisa, if this suffix is a suffix that you can't be machriya, so then how can you follow Chazaka? There's no way to follow Chazaka. It's a suffix that you can't be machriya b'chlal. If the Torah says that this is a suffix that you're not allowed to follow Chazaka, then the Torah is telling us that this Chazaka you can't be machriya. Right? The only suffix that you can be machriya is a suffix in Mitzias, like the suffix by Taras. But this kind of suffix of trey trey, you can't be machriya. Since the Torah is telling you that, then where do the Chacham have a right to be Machriya Lahaka? Where do the Chacham have a right to say Sveika Dravel Lakula by a suffix that you can't be Machriya? So that's why Tosa says, the only way that you can explain that by Truma Drabbanan we can be Makel by a suffix of Trey Trey is if what? If the Chumra to treat Trey Trey like a suffix is not a Chumra Daraisa. It's not that the Torah says that you have to treat Trey Trey like a suffix and not Bal Hazan. If the Chachamim are machmir, if the whole thing is a Chumra Drabbana to begin with, so then they can be makel by Truma Drabbana. But if the Torah is the one who's telling us that you can't be machriya b'makom atrei atrei, so then you can't start distinguishing and saying, no, by the Raisa we're not going to be machriya, but by Drabbana we can be machriya, Sveika Drabbana l'kula. No! Sveika Drabbana l'kula means the Chachamim are machriya alohakel. But if the Torah tells you that you can't be machriya in such a subject, the Chachamim don't have a power. They're not going to be machriya alohakel in such a case. But if the whole chumra not to be machriya is a chumra d'rabbanan, so then the Chachamim can say, we're only instituting our chumra the makom adin d'araisa, makom shumad d'araisa, but not the makom shumad d'rabbanan. What does the Rashba hold? The Rashba takes the other approach, Mustafa. Rashba says, Sveika Drabbanan Lakula, it's not that the Chacham are being machriya lahakel, but rather, b'makom safek, there is no din d'rabbanan. There is no din d'rabbanan. There is no din d'rabbanan. Even if Sveika, the trey or trey, now even if trey or trey, Sveika d'araisa, even if trey or trey, Sveika d'araisa, the Torah says not to be machriya, b'makom trey or trey. So good, I'm not going to be machriya, b'makom safek of trey or trey. But a Sveika d'rabbanan is. There is no Drabbanan b'makom safek. Right? If Chazal never instituted any mitzvah, any gzera b'makom safek, by a safek of trey or trey as well, Chazal would say, if tachlis, for you it's a safek, you don't know which way to go. You have eidim on this side, eidim on that side. So for you it's a sveka Drabbanan. This truma Drabbanan is really a sveka Drabbanan for you, because it might not be a problem, right? The koi might not be a cholo. He might be able to eat the truma, So if the truma is a, if the situation here, the achilas truma is a sfeika d'rabbanan, if Chazal were never misakein, right? They never were misakein any iser to eat a truma d'rabbanan. If you're a zar, right? They never instituted any iser d'rabbanan to eat the truma, but makom safek. So then what's the problem? Even if Trey is a sfeika d'araisa, the Torah says not to be machriya b'makom safek. But I'm not being machriya. Right? I'm not being machriya. If we say that Chazal are mekel by every drabana, because b'makom safek, Chazal never made the iser. So even in this case, they're not being machriya b'makom Trey. They're just saying that there is no drabana. So therefore, they can be mekel even if Trey is a sfeika d'araisa. Okay, this could be the machlokas, the Rashba and Tosfos. Questions. Okay, let's just get the Rashba here. Rashba says that Sfeika d'Rabbanan Kula means Meikara Lo Tek L'Chazal. So, Sabek Shlomita L'Hachra. Chavos who says Trey or Trey is a Sabek Shlomita L'Hachra. The Rashba says that Afilu in Trey or Trey. Sveika d'Rabbanan l'kula. Kigon b'truma d'Rabbanan. Why? Dmei ikara lo tiknu chazal. B'makom safek. Ve'ein zeh hachra'a l'kula. Yeah, the Torah says by Sofik of Trey or Trey, you can't be Machriya. But by Truma d'Rabbanan, Chazal, I'm not being Machriya, B'makom Sofik. B'makom Sofik, there is no d'Rabbanan. There's no Truma d'Rabbanan here. It's like Chulin. So even if he's a Zara, so what? It's like Chulin. There's no Issa B'makom Sofik. So even if the person in question, even if Yana, even if the Kohen is a Sofik Cholo, so what? But B'makom Sofik, there is no d'Rabbanan. It's not that they're being machriya l'kula b'makom safek. They're saying there is no mitzvah b'makom safek. So even by yourself of trey, you can be mekel by a drabbanan.
Isn't safek in the case of a basra, whether or not is a kohen?
The safek is a safek of trey. There are two edim. There are two groups of edim on either side as to whether the gentleman is a kohen. And the suffix in kedushin is also a suffix. Two edim on each side as to whether Yana is a kohen. Right.
So it's not really a
suffix,
but whether or not this truma is through the
truma.
Why would that be a part of it?
No, but no. The suffix is whether this individual is subject to the rules of truma d'rabbanan. Is he subject to the iser of truma d'rabbanan? You're saying it's not really a suffix in the chefza shel truma. Yeah, but the him, does he have to treat this truma, this object as truma d'rabbanan? Does he have to, is the iser of truma d'rabbanan nogea to him? That's the shayla. So sveika d'rabbanan l'kula tells me that he can be mekel. He can assume that he's a kohen. What gives him the right to assume that he's a kohen? But this is a suffix of tre. The answer is, b'makom a suffix, Chazal say, don't worry about d'rabbanan. If you have a suffix, don't worry about d'rabbanan. You're right, Tzuvia. It would be easier if the Sovik were in the Heftza, but even if it's in the Gavra, it still applies. I think this applies to the Simcha.
Can you say before that the Ramban agrees with the Rashba?
We're going to get to the Ramban right now. The Rashba. I just want you to understand Tosis Rashba, and then now we're going to get to the Ramban. Okay? Any more questions? Okay, comes the Ramban, and he adds a little bit. He throws a monkey wrench into this. Okay? The Ramban also agrees with the Rashba. That Trey is a Sveika d'Araisa. He agrees with the Rashba that Trey is a Sveika d'Araisa. So for him, Yanai seems to be good, right? The fact that we assume that Yanai is going to be Posel and he can't follow Chazok over there seems to be okay. Question is what to do with our Gemara. what to do with Adonai. So the Ramban is a very cryptic line over here. Very strange line. Right, let's see the Ramban inside. A lot of Talmidim. This was the hottest shayla in Seder. Yeah, this was challenging. Okay, on page 3, what does the Ramban say? So in the previous paragraph, in Dirmas Kovyesh, you know, well, this is like window dressing, right? We're like, it's like you're on a train and you're like flowing by the Rambans and the Rashbaz and the Rifaz. You could spend a whole month on this, right? But, you know, we see, trace, fekid rais, hi. And we don't do the rais. You know, we don't do the rais. We're not getting dirty in the Gemaras. We're not working in the Gemaras. This is something, I don't know, something that bothers me every time I do this. Every time we skip something. Okay, sometimes you have to do it. Pesach is coming. Okay. V'yesh acher mefarshim, v'kol trey o'trey, sveka d'araisu, v'lo aminan, uki itza aches kos. Okay, so he quotes the acher that a mefarshim, that trey o'trey is a sveka d'araisa, we're not going to follow chazak. Good. Comes the Ramban in the next paragraph and he says, v'zeh alo shenocha na'al v'sha'in dina mischav elohem. The acherim who say it are not so sure that it's right, but the Ramban says, but they are right. They shouldn't be worried. He says the le'inyan truma, bein daraisa bein darabonan achazaka mukmina. Regarding truma, we can follow chazaka. Elad lo amina nuki trei lebahadi trei duki achazaka lafuke itza mitose gavra. We don't say trei a trei. It's a suffix, but we follow chazaka. When do we not follow chazaka? If the chazaka is going to be lafuke itza mitose gavra. To be motzi isha mitachas baila, let's say she's becheskas eishes ish, right? Let's say there's a shnayim omer meis or shnayim omer lo meis, shnayim omer nizgarsha, shnayim omer lo nizgarsha. Right? We don't know if she's still married. She was becheskas is or eishes ish, but now we have a suffix whether she's married to the guy or not. Dr. Ramban, we don't say that we follow chazaka becheskas is or eishes ish to be motzi mitachas baila, meaning let's say she married someone else now. So, if you follow Chazaka, there's a suffix. Before we thought Mace, before we thought Nizgasha, so she can marry. But now there's another group of Eidim that say Lo Nizgasha, Lo Mace. So she's besuffic. So if you follow Chazaka, Cheska Seishas Ish, so then she should have to get divorced from her current husband. So Zakhtar Ramban, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to follow Chazaka to be Motzi Isha Mitachas Baila. V'lo Mashvin on V'lad Mamzer Gomer Lahotzi Isha Mitachta B'Shakadam V'Nasna. We're also not going to follow Chazaka to make a Vlad into a mamza, so that if he married a woman, we now be motzi isha mitachas baila. Right? She can't marry a mamza. We didn't know he was a mamza. But we're not going to follow chazaka to make him into a mamza. Right? Let's say she had a child. Let's say this woman, in the previous question, married someone else, married a second husband, had a child from that husband. So are we going to follow chazaka to say she really should be married to the first husband? She's becheskas eishes ish, and now the child's a mamza. And then if the child married someone else, we'd be motzi isha mitachas baila. Says the Ramban, no, we're not going to follow chazaka with that either. V'lo amina nami chazaka lafuke mamona miyode demari. We're not going to follow chazaka to be motzi mamon from a muchzak. So he gives three cases that we're not going to use chazaka by trade train. Two, to be motzi isha mitachas baila, by the stam in a regular case, shnayim amay, shnayim amay, lo meis, or by the vlad mamzer. And the third case is to be motzi mamon. Three cases, important, we'll talk about them. But what does he say? What's the case where he says we do follow chazak? By Truma Darabonan? Okay, that I can handle. We've seen that before. What else? By Truma Daraisa. The Ramban says, Le'inyin Truma, Bein Daraisa, Bein Darabonan, Achazaka Mukmina. We're going to follow chazaka, even by Truma Daraisa. Even by Truma Daraisa. And not just because Treya Trey Sveka Darabonan. You could have said trei trei sveka the rabbanan chazala hamacher, but they said okay, you know, but we're going to be mekel, you know, we can be mekel at this by truma or something. No, even if trei trei sveka daraisa, the Ramban said trei trei sveka daraisa, and nevertheless by truma daraisa we can follow chazaka. What in the world is going on? Right? Doesn't trei trei sveka daraisa mean that we don't follow chazaka on a daraisa level, at least for daraisas? What's the Ramban talking about? Forget about the Hemsha, just the first line. The Ramban says that even if Trey Trey is a Sveka Daraisa, even if on a Daraisa level we can't follow Chazaka, but by Truma it's different. By Truma, even Truma Daraisa, we will be able to follow Chazaka. How can that be? It's not a pella. So everyone was asking this question. What's the answer? So some of the Talmidim wanted to suggest, based on the Ritva that we had yesterday, that maybe the Ramban is saying that there's some kind of a chilek between Dovah Sheva Erva and Truma. Mammon is like Dovah Sheva Erva. We learn Exer Shava, Dovah Dovah. There's a comparison between Mammon and Dovah Sheva Erva. So maybe the Ramban is saying that we don't follow Chazaka, but Makom a Dovah Sheva Erva, but Makom a Safik in Mammon, a Treachery in Mammon. But Truma is not Mammon, it's not Dovah Sheva Erva, so maybe then we will follow Chazaka. Maybe that's what he was assuming. Like the Ritva, interesting idea. Interesting idea. The problem is Yanai. Right? If that's really the truth, that we only follow Chazaka, that by Dovah Sheva Erva and by Mammon, we're not going to follow Chazaka. We follow Chazaka only by Truma, but at least by Truma we follow Chazaka. So what are we talking about over there? Yanai is, right? That's not Dovah Sheva Erva. It's not Mammon. It's Avoda, Nesias Kapayim, Truma. So why did the Gemara Kedushin assume that we shouldn't follow Chazaka over there? So I know, we tried to explain yesterday. We're having trouble with the Ritva himself. So we said maybe Yanai really is viewed as a Dovah Sheva Erva. Because the whole suffix of Trey Trey related to Dovah Sheva Erva, whether the mother's Muteris Labayil or not, it's difficult because Rashi explains that really the Gemara is talking about that he married her after the suffix Shvuya, not before. I wasn't so happy with that answer. I didn't know what to say for the Ritva. So if you want to go with that answer, you say whatever you'll say for the Ritva, you'll say for the Ramban. The Ramban, I mean, if you look at the cases, it sounds pretty clear. The Ramban is distinguishing between Dovah Sheva Erva and Mammon on the one hand, as opposed to other things. Truma is just an example of anything else that's outside the realm of Dovah Sheva Erva and Mammon. But Efsha, maybe there's a different shot in the Ramban. But before we get to that, Zach. Yeah.
In the word of the Ramban, I feel like he said, like, if we never say Chazaka work, except for one case of Truma. I feel like He's saying it
in a weird way, you know? The Le'inyan Truma, Bein Deraisa, Bein Derabanan, only Truma? Avoda, we wouldn't say it either?
No, I'm just saying that we just said that he's saying that we go with Chazaka, we never go
with... We go with Chazaka, except, I mean, he gives three specific examples, right? We don't go basa chazaka lafuke itza mitose gavra. He gives two examples of that, and he says we also don't go basa chazaka to be motzi mammon mitachas baila. But that there, he's very specific. It's three cases. By truma, he doesn't give three cases. So it's very, very possible. Truma is just an example. It's an example, and he says bein b'deraisa, bein b'derabanan. Maybe we will follow chazaka by truma. What's the Ramban trying to say over here? So it could be what the Ramban really has in mind is what the Ritva writes in Kiddushin. Let's look at the Ritva. Let's see what the Ritva says. He really has a yisod, this of the Ritva. And this yisod might work within the Ramban too. On page 4, the Ritva says, V'acherim tirtzu, devadei trei trei sveka deraisa. V'lor minan uki itza acheskosa, o gavra becheskosa, o becheskas avhose legamri lismok, v'dov alasus maiz lechatchilu. What does the Ritva say? What does Treya Trey Sveka Daraisa mean according to the Ritva? Does Treya Trey Sveka Daraisa mean we never go Basa Chazak or Makom Asavik of Treya Trey? No, that's not what it means. What does it mean? It means to continue to be noheg the way we've been noheg based on a chazaka, right? You can be noheg based on a chazaka in the past. Trey trey sveka deraisa. We're not going to rely on a chazaka to do something new. We're not going to rely on a chazaka to do something new. We have a chazaka, but we never use the chazaka, right? So trey trey sveka deraisa zokter ritva means to be somech on a chazaka, lismoch bedover lasos maisa lechatchila. That's where Treya Treya is a sveka d'araisa, and we're not going to follow a chazaka. cheskas gavra, cheskas hacheftza, whatever. To do a maisa lechatchila, that we don't do. That's what it means. Trey a trey sfeika deraisa doesn't mean that trey a trey is a suffix shlo nitan lehachra bichlal. That's not what it means. It doesn't mean you can never follow chazaka b'makom suffix. No. Zokta ritva. It means you can't follow chazaka to do a maisa lechatchila. If you've never followed that chazaka, the Torah says don't do that b'makom trey a trey. You got a suffix of trey a trey, don't start to be noe based on a chazaka. But if you've already been noe based on this chazaka, despite the fact that you have a trey, you can continue to be noe based on that chazaka. That's fine. That's fine. You can't do a maisa lechatchila based on the chazaka b'makom trey a trey. But you can continue to be noe based on the chazaka that you've already used, that you've already been noe according to. Maybe that's the answer for the Ramban. Okay, before we try to plug it into the words of the Ramban, what's the Ramban say? That even if Trey Trey is a Sveka Daraisa, you still can follow Chazaka. And even by Chuma Daraisa. Even by Chuma Daraisa. But how? If Trey Trey is a Sveka Daraisa, does mean that you can't follow Chazaka, but not on Trey Trey, right? Wrong. It just means that you can't follow Chazaka if you're going to have a new Hanhaga. You're going to start to be Noeg based on that Chazaka. But if you've been Noeg based on that chazaka previously, then it's fine. Then it's fine. That chazaka is strong already. So b'makom trey a trey, you can follow that chazaka. Even by chuma daraisa, there's no problem because trey a trey sfeika daraisa doesn't mean you can't follow chazaka b'makom trey a trey. It means you can't do something new based on a chazaka b'makom trey a trey. But if you've been knowing based on that chazaka previously, then you can continue to be knowing based on that chazaka even by a din daraisa. Even by a din daraisa. And that could be the distinction between the two sugyas according to the Ramban. By Yanai, right, there was a suffix. There was a suffix whether his mother's a shvuy or not. Has he done avoda or not? What's the shail over there? We're talking about whether he can eat shum or not eat shum. He wanted to be the Kohen Gadol. So they told him, leave kahuna to someone else. He wanted to do avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. So Chazal told him, don't do that. So if it's only a trey or trey, right? If it's a trey or trey, we want to know, can we follow Chazaka, the Cheskas Kashas Yanai had? So comes the Gemara and says, we're not going to follow Chazaka over there. If trey or trey is a Sfeg Daraisa, he wants to do the Avoda based on his Chazaka, but we haven't allowed him to do the Avoda based on the Chazaka previously. So if we haven't used that Chazaka to let him do Avoda, then he's not going to be able to do Avoda based on this trey or trey, because we're not going to let him follow Chazaka. But our situation is that this Kohen has acted like a Kohen based on his Chazaka. Right? There are multiple stages to the Gemara, right? There was an assumption his father was a Kohen, and then the call came out that he wasn't a Kohen. The aide came and said he was a Kohen. The assumption is he was eating Truma in the interim over here. He was using the Chazaka. Right? So now we have a suffix of Trey Trey. Now we have a monkey wrench that's thrown in. There are two Eidim on either side. There's a Trey Trey. So the question is, do we follow Chazaka? The Ramban would say, of course you can follow Chazaka. Why? You've already been knowing based on this Chazaka. So if you've already been knowing based on this Chazaka, then you can continue to be knowing based on this Chazaka. But to be motzi isha mitachas baila, to be motzi mamon from the muchzak based on the Chazaka, you've never done that before. You've never used this Chazaka before. That you can't do. That you can't do. You've never used the cheskasatius ish before. So what, you're going to start to use the cheskasatius ish mitchila to be motzi ish mitachas baila? The key is not the motzi ish mitachas baila. It's the fact that you've never used this chazaka before. If you've never used the chazaka before, then in the context of trey or trey, we're not going to be able to be somich on this chazaka. It's only something that you've been knowing based on that you can continue to use that chazaka even by a din d'oraisa. This could be a pshat in the Ramban. I admit it's not muchach in the lashon, but the problem is the other pshat, the distinguish between davish of eva and dine mamonos on the one hand and shum on the other. Where does that chiluk come from? And it's against the gemara of Yanai. If you go with the ritva, so then there's a working pshat in why the Ramban says you can go basa chazaki may a shuma daraisa if you've already been knowing based on a chazaka. So maybe even if trey is a sveka daraisa, there still is an ability to follow the chazaka that you've already used. Yes?
Can you look up in the Lashon, though? Because it says that choosing one continuous. And the three examples we give is adopting the hotzi.
Right, right, right. I hear you. Right. I mean, that's it's not like I made this up. But, I mean, maybe I did. You see, what bothered me, Ari, is that he emphasizes this idea, la fuke itzem itose gava. What does he need that for? What does he need? La fuke itzem itose gava, la fuke mamonim yode demore. He does say, v'uki achazok, this is really the same lashon on both sides, right? Achazokam uchminon, or uki achazokam. So you're saying achazaka mukminan sounds more like we are mukim on the chazaka, on the previous chazaka.
Right. But by the fact that he says both,
you've got our three examples. Yeah. I hear. I'm saying in the other examples, it sounds like you're doing something new. Lahotzi, you're changing something.
Right.
Changing something, doing something different. As opposed to here, you're being mamshik, you're continuing to be more based on the chazaka. Okay, I hear. Maybe it's talking to do it in the lashon a little bit. Yeah.
Rabban continues to quote more examples after that, but he quotes the case of Yana itself.
The Gabayos Sinami Echmu Vematri Lakoin Lisa Bito Shal Yana Yamelech. That's something in the future. Right? Yeah. Yeah. Okay, this is certainly a possibility within Rabban. Okay, one final nakuda in the sugya. There's so much more to see, but at least one more nakuda. With that, we'll close. Okay, let's see the next kasha of Tosfos. Okay. What does Tosfos say? The hada amaleel. Shnaim amim meis, shnaim amim lo meis. Aval nisis ve'achakach bo edim lo teitze. Right, if she's nisis ve'achakach bo edim. Let's say she's nisis. Let's take the pasuk pshat. Right, we had a machlokes rishon about that. But let's say shnaim amim meis. Then she's nisis. Then shnaim amim lo meis. So she was nisis in the middle, but now she has a tray of tray. So the Gemara says that. She doesn't have to get divorced. We don't say takes anybody. Afa got the trey sveka the rabbanan he umidaraisa istan ukma chazaka da habiyeshesish vahila lotzeis. What's he saying? Tosis had already told us that trey is a sveka the rabbanan. That means minat Torah we should follow chazaka. Here the chazaka is lechumra that she's becheskas eshesish. So that means she's becheskas her original husband. So the fact that the Chachamim treat Trey Trey as a suffix, that's a chumra derabbanan. They say to be machmir and not to follow chazaka. But if the chazaka is going to be lechumra, avada chazal will say, don't say it's a suffix, follow the chazaka lechumra. Follow the chazaka lechumra. So here the chazaka comes out lechumra. The chazaka says that she's an eshes ish. So why shouldn't we follow the chazaka? How do you say that niseis v'achakach bo edim? Lo teitze, we can go lakula. We should say teitze, not teitze, because we should follow the cheskes eishes ish. She was married to the first husband. Avok bishenisis leechad me edeha. Even though she married one of the edim, what does that mean? The Gemara Ksuba says that we're talking about where she married one of the edim. The aid says bari li that the husband died. She says bari li that I trust this guy. So you would say if everything is bari li, so then we should just assume. That the husband did die. No, she's becheskas eishes ish. She's becheskas iser. So we should follow chazaka. The whole reason why we don't follow chazaka, that's a chumah derabbanan. Trey is sveka derabbanan. But if the chazaka is lachumah, of course we should follow the chazaka. So why do we say that lo teitze? Omer Rabbi Mutam, the asi chazaka the daika uminsibo umara cheskas eishes ish. There's a chazaka de daika uminsiba. Chazaka de daika uminsiba. What does that mean? The Gemara in Yevamna says that the reason why a woman about whom the Eidim testify that the Meis Baila, even if one Eid testifies Meis Baila, she can remarry, is because we assume there's a chazaka isha daika uminsiba. A woman is going to be daika, she's going to be medayaka, she's going to be careful, she's going to look into the matter, to make sure that she knows that her husband actually dies before she marries again. She's so afraid. Why is she afraid? Because if it turns out that the husband comes back, if she marries another man, and then the first husband comes back, she has to leave both of them, and there's so many losses, so many sorrows that she has. So many tzaras that she has. She loses her tzuba and the kids of Mamzerim and Derabanan from both. Mamzerim, the Raisa from one, Derabanan from the other. It's a mess. So the woman wants to prevent the mess, so she's going to be super careful before marrying another man. So comes Rabbi Natan and says, if Isha dies to a mitzvah, that chazaka that Isha dies to a mitzvah, what is that? That's a rov. Right? There's a rov that Isha dies to a mitzvah. So that's Megareya, the chazaka. We know Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adiv. Whenever you have a conflict between Ruba and chazaka, we follow Rov. So here there's a Rov that Isha daika u'mintzaba, that the woman's going to be very careful. So in this case, we're not going to follow chazaka. We do have a chazaka l'chumah. She is b'cheskas iser. She's b'cheskas eishas ish. But why should we follow chazaka if there's a Rov that says that that Mistama, she checked it out, Mistama, the husband did die, because she never would have married unless she knew that the husband died. That's Rabbi Natan's answer. That's his answer. The rose megareya the chazaka, and that tells me that we shouldn't follow the chazaka in this case. So that's why you can be making. That's one part of Tosfos. And now at the end of Tosfos, there's one more kasha. The Imtomar, Lamaid lo yada de ba'omer bari li airi. What's the case in the Gemara Ksuvos? You have a tray of tray. If she's nisis to one of the Aiden, she says bari li like the Aid says bari li that he died. But initially, we didn't know that the Aid is saying bari li that the husband died, that both of them are bari li. So my ka'amr higufa ba'ashem tole kaima havla lemer b'chatas kaima. The Gemara Ksubas asks that higufa ba'ashem tole kaima, she should be kaima ba'ashem toloi. Havla lemer b'chatas kaima, she should have to bring a carbon chatas. If we follow chazaka, nochamo, if we follow chazaka, so then we should assume she's an Eishes Ish. What's an Ashem Toli? Ashem Toli is a carbon that's brought for a Suffolk. This is not a Suffolk. We should follow Chazaka. Yesh Lomar, the Parach Hafilu Nomar, the Treyotre have a Sveka Daraisa. The Kamakam Ba'osha Kaima. Ba'osham Kaima. Even if Treyotre is a Sveka Daraisa, and we're not going to follow Chazaka, if Treyotre is a Sveka Drabanan, so we're not going to follow Chazaka L'chumra, but if the Chazaka is going to be L'chumra, then we should follow Chazaka. So if we follow Chazaka L'chumra, it should turn out that she's treated like a Vada Yeshes Ish. So there shouldn't be an Ashem Toli, there should be a Chatas. There should be a Karban Chatas. So says Tosfos, no, the Kasha, the Ashem Toli Kaima, is if you assume Treyotre is a Sveka Daraisa, so then we don't go bust a Chazaka. Right? We treat it like a Suffolk. On a Daraisa level, so if we treat like a Suffolk, then she's going to be Ba'ashem Kaim. Okay. Let's focus on the first Chelek. Rabbi Natan says that the reason why Lo Teitze, by the Trey or Trey, of Shnayim Amim Meis and Shnayim Amim Lomeis, we're not going to follow the Cheskes Eishes Ish, because of the Chazaka. There's a rove that Isha is daiku mitzvah, so therefore the rove is Megareya the Chazaka. We're not going to follow Chazaka. Comes the Rashba and gives a different answer. What is the Rashba saying? Okay, Marin Ksubas establishes that this case of Treyotre, this case of Lo Teitze is talking about that she's Nisis Le'echad Mei Eideha. First of all, she was Nisis to one of the Eidim. And she says Bari Li, he says Bari Li. Right, like Tosfos establishes at the end, it's a case of Bari Li. So Zokta Rashba, if it's a case of Bari Li, then the Kasha we just did doesn't even begin. Kasha Tosfos is, why should it be that Lo Teitze by Trey or Trey, but she's Becheska Seishas Ish. Let's follow the Chazaka. Midrabbonim, we're not going to follow Chazaka if it's a Chumrah. But here the chumer is to follow chazaka. So let's follow chazaka. Let's follow chazaka. So comes the Rashba and says, the kevan there are sick that gotchness is le'echad me'edera ubamair is barili. Afal gav the treya trey sveked rabbanon he lo mafkinan lo. The inu bari ka'armi ulagabe atzmon ne'emon in hein b'di'evet. Dr. Rashba, once we establish that the case is talking about by Bari Li, so then the whole kasha doesn't begin. You want to say that in the case of Trey Trey, we should follow Chazaka. By a Safek, we follow Chazaka. Unless by not following a Chazaka, that would be a Chumrah. Comes Rashba and says, but if it's a case of Bari Li, why should we follow Chazaka? Why should we follow Chazaka? Right? The Cheska says, she's not a Chumrah, but there's no reason to follow Chazaka. Ah, but it's a Safek of Trey Trey. So Dr. Rashba, if it's Bari Li, she says Bari Li, then of course you're not going to follow Chazaka. What's the Rashba saying? If she and the aides say Bari Li, so what is it? Legabe Atzman, it's not a suffix at all. Like Tosus was bothered. Tosus said, oh, it's a suffix of Trey Trey. Trey Trey Sveik Adrabanan tells me, Midrabanan, we're going to go Lechumra, we're not going to follow Chazaka. But if the Chazaka is a Chumra, we should follow Chazaka. So because the Cheskas Eishes Ish over here would turn out to be a Chumra, we should follow Chazaka. Tosa says no, because there's a rov that isha daikel mitzvah, so the rov is going to beat out the chazaka. It weakens the chazaka, so we're going to follow the rov and not follow chazaka. Comes the Rashba and says the kasha never began. We can only follow chazaka, but makom safek. If she says barili, the eight says barili, there is no safek. For them, there's no safek. So for them, there's no safek. Then we don't have to follow chazaka lochomer. Okay, that's the answer that the Rashba gives. We don't follow Chazaka because there is no suffix for them. It's a case of barley. If there's no suffix for them, then we're not going to follow Chazaka. Rabbeinu Tam didn't give that answer. Right? Rabbeinu Tam said that the robes megareah the Chazaka, and that's why we're not going to follow Chazaka. The Rashba says no, that if it's barley, then there is no suffix. If there's no suffix, we're not going to follow Chazaka. What's the machlokas? What do you think machlokas is? I think this machlokes revolves around an issue that we've talked about every so often in these sugyas. Think about it. What's the Rabbeinu Tam saying? What's he saying? Is it trey or trey? And what principle are we using to be machri in that trey or trey? Think about it. He's saying the role, the chazaka, yishadai kominsiba, is going to be magareh the chazaka, so therefore what? What are we doing over here? What are we doing over here? Right, we're using a rove to be machriya b'makom trey or trey. Right? We're using a rove to tell us how to work by trey or trey, to knock out a chazaka. Right? Rabbeinu Tam seems to be assuming that even though rove is a birur, it can play a role in trey or trey. If we say that b'makom trey or trey, if we say that trey kameya means that no birurim can be machriya b'makom trey or trey, so what's rove going to do over here? It is true, ruba b'chazaka, ruba adif. But here, I don't even need the rov. I have Edom anyway, right? I have the biggest beer in the world. But the point is, I also have a beer on the side of the chazaka. So if you hold trey kameya means once you have beer on both sides, then you got to take something else. You can't take a beer. You have to take hanhaga. You got to take a chazaka. So what's the Rabbeinu Tam saying? How can we say ruba v'chazaka, ruba adit, that rov is going to cancel chazaka? No, I have a tray anyway. I have birurim on both sides. I gotta go with the chazaka. I should ignore the rove. The rove is no better than the tray. That's what the Rashba is assuming. Rabbeinu Tam must be assuming that even b'makom tray, I can still follow a birurim, as long as it's a different birurim than Edom. Like whom? Who said that you can follow rove b'makom tray? Oh, where? Who said that? The Shmaitzer. Who said that? The Ra'ah in Ksubas, right? The Shmaitzer. Good. Right, that we can follow Rov B'makom Trey Trey. Who said that we can follow Migu B'makom Trey Trey? Who said that? The Re and Tosfos, exactly. There were some Rishonim that said Trey Kameh just means that in the realm of Bira of Edom, I can't pile on Edom against another Kat. But if you have a different type of Bira, maybe that can be Machriya. Maybe Kol can be Machriya also. Rabbi Yonah wanted to say that Kol can't be Machir Makom Trey Trey, but we mentioned that the Rush had a different teretz, right? So it could be Rabbi Natam and the Rashba, they're disagreeing about this very Nekuda. Rabbi Natam says that that since you have a rov, since Isha Daika Umin Sabah, so that breaks the chazaka. It breaks the chazaka, so you gotta keep it as a suffix of Trey Trey. You can't be machia based on chazaka. He's clearly assuming that even B'makom Trey Trey, we do take into account other types of biruri, like rov, maybe like migu, maybe kol as well, right? The Rashba says, no, what are you talking about? B'makom Trey Trey, there's nothing to discuss. You're not gonna take into account rov. So if you wouldn't say that Barili changes everything, that Barili makes it not a suffix, right, then there's no answer. Because Rove is not going to be Machri, it's not going to be Megarei the Chazaka, because once you have Trey Trey, that's it. The Ruim are out. So you should follow Chazaka. Dr. Rashba, the reason why we're not going to follow Chazaka in this case is because since they say Barili, for them it's not a suffix. So even though Klapi Shmaya, we don't know if it's not a suffix, but for them, they say it's not a suffix for them. So Klapi them, we don't have to follow Chazaka. We can treat it like a suffix. Right? We can treat it like it's not a suffix, and if it's not a suffix, you don't follow chazaka. Chazaka is something that you follow the Makom Suffix, but if for them it's barili, for them it's not a suffix, so then they don't have to follow the chazaka look.